didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, as always, for your take at 844-967-2789. Curdy, the foxy guy that was all mad about the weed smell in Central Park in New York, right? So he's complaining about the mayor. Everyone's moving to Idaho and Kentucky and Florida. I wish they would. New Yorkers, go to Idaho. I mean, there's like 20 million people in New York metro area. There's like 1.75 million people in the entire state of Idaho. And they get two senators. Kentucky's got like 4.5 million people. There's 20 million people in New York metro. Go down there, too. Let's get ourselves a couple more senators, legalize the weed, and it'll smell like freedom everywhere we go.
Well, I don't know if they've noted, but, you know, the legal marijuana in New York actually generates tax revenue. And you could say the weedy smell, it's overwhelming, it's driving people to Idaho. Well, look at what's happening in Denver. It's a $700 million annualized industry in one city, and ain't nobody moving out of Denver because it smells too weedy. But for those that would, contrary to your, poor strategery, they're the sort of squares that would vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, come on,
if you're moving to Idaho because you smell too much weed down at Central Park, you're just the sort of jacknut that...
I'm suggesting smell. The weed smokers also move to Idaho. Take it over, man. 1.7 mile New York, you can do this. And let me just say another thing about industry.
Is weed legal in Idaho?
I'm not clear. Does it matter? Come and smoke it wherever I go, except Russia. We'll get there. But if you're going to talk about the smells of industry, have you ever been to Wisconsin? You ever smell the... country gravy when you're driving by the manure pits and the cow smell? And man, pigs are really, really bad. It's a very distinct smell, pigs versus cows. If you don't know, now you know. I mean, there's smell to all sorts of industry. What are you talking about, man? You want the tax revenue, but you don't want the smell. Well, you and me both, brother. Look at the smokestacks coming off all the manufacturing. Come on, really? He's just a square who's mad that everyone else is having fun except him.
You know, I was in Kakana very, very recently.
Yes.
It has a pungent smell.
The paper industry
sort of burns the nostrils.
It's yes.
When
yes,
I was growing up here on the in Madison, Wisconsin, I grew up very near the Oscar Mayer plant. You know, where they made the bologna and rendered the animals. Oh, that was... You know, when the wind blew right, smell you some B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
And that's all fine. And, you know, the country gravy, the manure, that's fine. The cow smell, that's fine. But, don't let me go on the weed, man. That's totally unacceptable. What a jackass.
Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, who apparently confessed to entering Russia. She said it was an accident. I doubt it was. I mean, I'm not trying to cast aspersions. I think she probably meant to bring her weed with hash oil or some vaporized version thereof, as I understand it. But 9 years. 9 years. And, of course, she got a stiff sentence because they're using her as a political pawn. And they're trying to put her up against what? A murderer.
Arms dealer.
One for one.
What kind of authoritarian, ass-backwards, crap-hole country prosecutes, convicts, and jails cannabis users? I mean, what kind of crazy world are we living in?
Hey, don't we do that?
Oh, that's right. You know, when you put it like that, it sounds really bad.
And here in the state of Wisconsin, we often reference our friends listening across the river on AM 950. They've got half as many incarcerated prisoners, and they spend about half as much on the budget. And I've been
not trying hard enough, man.
I've been to the cities, at least
America.
It does smell like freedom there quite frequently.
And Chicago's got the legal weed as well. Of course, we sit alone, and let's not forget Michigan. Also, you can go to UP. I like to go to Detroit, but whatever. And here we sit, and now we. And everyone's talking about this, and of course this is terrible. I mean, Brittany Grant, I mean, it's a vape cartridge, man. I had a buddy pick one up for me when he drove through Chicago last time. I'm still waiting to get it, right? You can get one for like $70. Maybe it's a little more in Illinois because it's like $80 with all the taxes down there. All the revenue comes from somewhere. Comes from the buyers, man. Stays out of the black market, generally speaking. So, I mean, and so we talk about this, and a lot of people talk about, of course, it's terrible. What's going on in this country? I mean, really, someone smoked. Well, that's just the consequence of action, right? Is that what you think? Republicans, do you think Brittany Griner deserves 9.5 years in a Russian prison for bringing over a vape cartridge you can buy for $80 in Illinois? Are you kidding me? I mean, this, as terrible as that is, it is an awful reflection of ourselves as well.
Well, Dominic, if you were caught again, you'd be a felon in the state of Wisconsin.
You can, yes, a second charge under Wisconsin law, you can be charged as a felon.
And I'm not sure, but that, and if you, you know, got an abortion, you would also be a criminal. I'm not sure, felon or misdemeanor, but, you know, ironic to me that you would also be a criminal for taking something out of your body.
Versus putting something in. What, you know, and all the, where's all the freedom people, man? Bodily rights. Don't we all have the right to get through the day how we decide to do it, so long as aren't impinging, infringing upon your rights?
No, they absolutely,
libertarian friends, my freedom friends, my Ayn Rand friends, my Republican friends. Is it all only just freedom for your body, or is it just, you know, your freedom imposed upon us, regardless of what our religious or lack of religious beliefs may be?
Do you see the two-time MVP winning quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Packers quarterback? Before I get there, we'll talk about him next. Dropkick Murphys. I love them for two reasons.
A, why?
This is a kick-ass anthem that just made the movie Departed. I love that movie. DiCaprio was great right until he died.
Everybody dies.
Scorsese won his first Oscar for that movie. And the other reason why I love the Dropkick Murphys is because when Scotty Wanker tried to steal this song, they came out and they told us exactly what they thought of the band. We literally hate you, Scott Walker.
Stop playing our music.
Yes.
Like, we literally hate you. Yes.
Dropkick Murphys. Didn't work out well for Scott Walker. He finished his presidential campaign a lot like DiCaprio's in that movie. Come back. Walker, go get your frickin' shine box. Different movie, but you get the point.
Smoke weed every day.
I really don't know if I have the authority to.